USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Democrats have won the first round of the very expensive partisan social spending bill. President Biden's Build Back Better legislation passed by a thin majority. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The yeas are 220. The nays are 213. The Build Back Better bill is passed.
The House now has about 1 week to get the legislation ready for a Senate vote. Vice President Kamala Harris has become the President of the United States on Friday for a brief period of time. While Biden is under anesthesia for a routine colonoscopy at Walter Reed Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. As set out in the Constitution, the Vice President will work from her office in the West Wing during this time. President Biden turns 80 years old tomorrow. The Patriots beat the Falcons in the Thursday night football game last night, 25-0. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. Just in time for the holiday season, Office Depot customers can now enjoy 20-minute in-store and curbside pickup, helping to get orders faster and easier than ever before. Customers can also save all season long, both online and in-store, on office furniture, laptops, monitors, planners, calendars, and a wide variety of other supplies and business essentials. From now until the end of the year, Office Depot will feature new daily and weekly holiday deals to help small business owners, remote professionals, students, and teachers finish 2021 strong and prepare for the new year ahead. And don't forget about additional chances to save on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Shoppers can also stretch their dollars further this season with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards Program membership. With Office Depot, holiday time is the perfect time to take advantage of deals on must-have supplies, time-saving services, and top-shelf gifts for every wish list. To learn more, visit OfficeDepot.com or OfficeDepot.com/store locator to find a store near you.
Pharmacy giant CVS will be closing hundreds of stores a year for some time into the future.
CVS is closing 900 stores over the next 3 years. That's nearly 10% of their United States locations, while adding more health services at remaining locations. The largest U.S. pharmacy chain saying they will close 300 stores a year while adding primary care offices at certain sites, as well as converting more stores into so-called health hubs with offerings such as diagnostic testing, mental health services, and hearing exams. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As the House tried to pass President Biden's massive partisan social spending bill while most Americans slept last night, California Republican Representative Kevin McCarthy slammed Biden's spending bill in a marathon floor speech, delaying the vote for Friday.
He's building up the IRS to go after every American who spends $28 a day.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Two men who spent decades in prison for the murder of black activist and civil rights advocate Malcolm X in 1965 were exonerated on Thursday after the Manhattan District Attorney, Cyrus Vance, apologized for what he called violations of the law and the public trust.
We are moving today to vacate the convictions and dismiss the indictments of Muhammad Aziz and Khalil Islam for the assassination of Malcolm X on February 21, 1965. But I want to begin by saying directly to Mr. Aziz and his family, and to the family of Mr. Islam, and the family of Malcolm X, that I apologize for what were serious, unacceptable violations of law and the public trust. I apologize on behalf of our nation's law enforcement for this decades-long injustice, which has eroded public faith in institutions that are designed to guarantee equal protection of the law. Your Honor, we can't restore what was taken away from these men and their families, but by correcting the record, perhaps we can begin to restore that faith. As detailed in our papers, there are two grounds for our motion: newly discovered evidence and the failure to disclose exculpatory evidence. There is only one ultimate conclusion. Mr. Aziz and Mr. Islam were wrongfully convicted of the crime. In a case that rested entirely on eyewitness testimony, every single eyewitness to testify at the trial has died.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.